It is currently 1 o'clock.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump to hold a celebration at the White House at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, a celebration of the passage of a Republican-crafted tax bill, the Senate passing it early today. It had to go back to the House for a technicality vote, but now on its way to the White House for the president's signature. Now the White House says it expects Congress to pass another spending extension to avoid a government shutdown.
I think that there'll be some things that need to get done before the end of this year, and the things that don't need to be done will be pushed to January.
That is White House Director of Legislative Affairs Mark Short, saying it is unlikely a full spending bill will be passed before the next deadline, which is Friday night. Authorities say an interstate highway that's been closed since Monday's train derailment south of Tacoma, Washington, could reopen later today.
We have fingers crossed, and the key is getting that locomotive off of I-5.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
Delta's CEO is looking to get money back after that huge power outage Sunday at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. CEO Ed Bastian telling the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that outage may have cost his airline about $50 million in lost revenue. He says he plans to have conversations with airport and Georgia Power officials and will then seek reimbursement. Meanwhile, AAA is predicting a record 6.5 billion Americans will be flying over the holiday period. Here's Sharon Reed.
The air travel trade organization Airlines for America says we're just getting into the busiest travel days of the holiday period, with Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday, the day after Christmas, the worst days to fly. The TSA suggests you show up at the airport a good 2 hours early for a domestic trip and 3 hours for international flights. Know the rules of what you can and can't bring, and don't bring any wrapped presents. There's a good chance a TSA agent will undo all your hard work to see what's inside.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
The White House reportedly working on a deal with several senators that would help protect so-called dreamers. The senators and chief of staff John Kelly met at the White House to discuss it yesterday. Kelly says the administration will soon come out with a list of policy changes, including border security, that it would want in any such deal. A feud between two neighbors in Lawrence County, Mississippi, has left one man dead and the other on the run. Randy Bell has the story.
Tony Wilson is accused of shooting the man who lived near him, beating his wife, and setting two homes on fire southwest of Monticello. Warren Strain with the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation says at one point, officers thought they had Wilson trapped in a trailer.
They surrounded, created a perimeter, brought in the Highway Patrol SWAT team.
But when they went in to get him, he wasn't there. Search dogs have been brought in now to try to track him down. The man had been involved in a dispute with a neighbor over a piece of property.
Unmarried people with heart disease could face a higher risk of death, according to a new study from Emory University. Researchers followed over 6,000 older adults being treated for coronary artery disease. Unmarried patients, 24% more likely to die from any cause and 52% more likely to die from a heart attack than their married peers. And three moms suing New Jersey for the right to sell homemade baked goods, as New Jersey law currently says it's okay to bake and sell at charities and fundraisers, but not as an individual. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Time is 9:04. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 57 degrees right now in Flemington. Still clear skies and calm winds out there. Today is April 28th, 2015, and sunshine and clouds mixed and a high of 67, winds north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low near 45, winds northwest at 5 to 10, and sunshine and some clouds for tomorrow, a high of 72, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Stray shower or thunderstorm shows up on Thursday, the last day of April, with a high of 63. Cloudy and a slight chance of a rain shower on the first day of May and a high of 59. That's not a good start, but it gets better. Saturday, Kentucky Derby Day, will be cloudy with a high of 67. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 74. It is 52 right now in Franklin. It's 56 over in Branchburg, 55 in Highbridge, 57 in Hopewell, and 52 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's a happening world. I have Tina Paperone, who is with me. She is part of Hunterdon Happening, a digital magazine that you've been seeing over the last couple of years. Then we're going to bring Tina in. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. A pleasure to have you in here.
USA Radio News.
We had a historic victory for the American people. It'll go through final passage today in the House. Then the congressmen and women and the Senate will be coming over, the Republican Senate. Unfortunately, the Democrats don't like to see tax cutting. They like to see tax increases.
President Donald Trump earlier today at a cabinet meeting. Now, the Senate did pass the tax bill earlier today. The House had to revote on that bill. They pass it within the last 30 minutes. The president continued at the cabinet meeting, letting the Democrats have it.
And they like to complain, but they don't get it done, unfortunately, but they complain a lot.
A bus crash in Mexico is leaving 12 tourists dead, including 8 Americans. Investigators say the bus flipped along the Caribbean coast on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula.